The Marin Institute is the San Rafael-based nonprofit that watchdogs the alcoholic beverage industry. They scored a significant victory recently when, with their energetic lobbying, the Federal Food and Drug Administration ordered four makers of alcoholic energy drinks to remove the caffeine and other stimulants from their formulas. Michael Skippa, the Institute's Director of Public Affairs, believes the hazard and the need for regulatory action was clear.
Alcoholic energy drinks are particularly dangerous because the level of stimulants masks the effects of alcohol. A month or two ago, we began to see college students on both coasts getting very sick from consuming these beverages and showing up in emergency rooms. And they developed a new term for these products, and that was blackout in a can.
This is an issue the Marin Institute has been fighting since 2007, when America's two biggest beer makers, Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors, first introduced these types of products. Michelle Simon, the agency's research and policy director, soon began to closely examine them.
Really no research had been done about what these products looked like, how they were being marketed, and what the potential dangers were. So once we realized there was a problem with these products being marketed, we knew it was an important area to jump into.
Confronted by Simon's critical report and some concerned state attorneys general, the beer makers were persuaded to reformulate their drinks. But that was hardly the end of the matter.
That opened the door to some smaller players who jumped in, as entrepreneurs often do, and came out with a line of new products, only they amped them up a bit and started creating 12% alcohol in 23.5-ounce cans. This is not your dad's Irish coffee. The problems that began to be reported on kids who had consumed premixed alcoholic energy drinks were nothing like emergency rooms had seen before.
A second, wider round of legal questions and lobbying prompted the restrictions imposed by the federal regulators, a ban that officially took effect this week, and one that Simon says could be extended more widely if necessary.
FDA chose to target four companies that make the products that were most widely available. However, they have said that if other companies step in or other companies' products become more popular, then they will go after those companies as well. So we're hopeful that the industry in general has gotten the message that FDA is not tolerating these types of products.
But Skippa knows this is just one more skirmish in a long-running battle.
The trend right now is for these producers who have caffeinated alcoholic drinks to take the caffeine and other stimulants out and come right back onto the market and increase the alcohol content, which is not going to do anybody any good at all. So we're hoping that individual states begin to perceive the single can servings at 23.5 ounces with 12% alcohol as a threat, whether they contain stimulants or not.
The issues now, to be fought out in individual state legislatures, will be setting limits on the allowable alcohol percentages in these drinks, along with restricting the individual serving sizes. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.